إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we all know about Tawbah, but I don't know whether we all remember or we know about the benefits of Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Tawbah is to turn towards. So tubu ilallah is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered and commanded and said, O you who believe, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete and total sincerity. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. So what is tawbah? Tawbah consists of two parts. One is what we know as istighfar, which is to apologize, which is to be sorry, which is to be contrite, which is to be genuinely regretful about whatever mistake we have done. So it's important to consciously make tawbah or make istighfar for a specific thing that we have done. It's not a general statement. If I have done anything wrong, please forgive me. That's nonsensical statement. You don't even know whether you did anything wrong or not. So what are you apologizing for? So the key thing is to make tawbah specifically for whatever it is that we have done. And then of course with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, one can make the statement to say, oh Allah, if I have done something which I do not remember now, but I may have done, and the mistakes I have committed, please forgive me. We can say this to Allah. But to say this to people and say, forgive me for, you know, whatever I may or may not have done, things like this, which people send out general messages to everyone on the contact list when they are going for Umrah or something. before Ramadan. So that's not Tawbah. So the first part of Tawbah is istighfar, which is to be genuinely sorry and contrite. Second part of Tawbah is to actually turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning to get away from that thing which you have expressed regret about. So these two are related. So if I do something wrong and then I apologize for it, I feel sorry about it, and then I say I will never do it again, and I will actually never do it again, meaning that I will make sure that I don't put myself in that situation. I do not go to such a place, I do not take part in such an activity, and so on and so forth. So I make sure that I close all the doors leading to that particular sin or that particular mistake which I made in the first place. So these are two very important parts of it. And of course the third part of Tawbah is that where that mistake or that sin or crime affected or affects other people or the environment or society, then I make amends for that. That's very important. I can't hurt somebody and then go and say sorry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't work. If you did something to somebody, then you need to go and apologize to that person. Make sure that that person at least knows that you are sorry and that you make amends. If you swallowed somebody's property, then you bring it back up again. If you violated somebody's rights, you make sure that you make amends and compensate them for it. So that is very important also, because huquq ul ibad are things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive until that person forgives them himself or herself. In that context also, it is very important for the other person to actually forgive the individual. This is another thing which we don't do. We seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when somebody else comes to say sorry, we will not forgive them. So that is a very bad thing, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who forgives his brother, Allah will forgive him. The one who is nice to his, who has mercy on his brother, Allah will have mercy on him. What is mercy? Mercy is forgiveness. So if we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, then we need to forgive those who have wronged us and who have transgressed against our rights. The best example of this is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because people violated his rights, they transgressed against his rights, they did all of that, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave them, and in his case, he forgave them even before they asked for forgiveness. So this is the greatness of the Prophet ﷺ. But at least for our part, minimum, if somebody asks for forgiveness, we need to forgive. Now, having said all of that, the thing about forgiveness which we probably don't remember is also that forgiveness and tawbah, seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tawbah, is also a tool to remove difficulties of this life. So when we make tawbah, of course we clear our record, inshallah, and then this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, when we make tawbah and Allah forgives, not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sin, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that to be removed from the book of records, and He causes the malaika to forget that particular action. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is to have the thing still there in the book of records, but say, okay, this is forgiven, but it is still recorded there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that to be removed, no trace of it at all. And as we know from the ayat of Surah Al-Furqan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns those deeds into good deeds. So He not only forgives that sin, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives reward. He's not giving a reward for the sin. He is giving a reward from Himself, out of His generosity, because the person asked forgiveness. So this is it's a huge ni'mah to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as I said, having said that, the thing to remember also is that what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives when a person seeks forgiveness? Now, forgiveness is also the tool in order to remove difficulties of this life. In Surah An-Nuh, when the people of Nuh alayhi salam faced drought and they faced problems in this life because of their transgressions, as we mentioned earlier, when we were talking about trials and tribulations, we talked about why do difficulties come? We said difficulties are earned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahari bima kasabat aydin nas. This is what we have earned. So similarly, these difficulties, when we make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes them. So when the people of Nuh alayhi salam earned their trials, they earned their difficulties by their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they came to Nuh alayhi salam and they said, we have this problem, what shall we do? He advised them and he said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. So four different things he said to them. He said, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who forgives. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Surely and definitely He is the one who forgives. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. And He will send down rain on you from the skies. So direct meaning is rain itself, which means the removal of drought and so on. Indirect meaning or greater meaning is the removal of all kinds of material, shortages and problems and so on and so forth. Because rain is also a symbol of plenty. It's a symbol of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And Allah will increase your wealth and Allah will increase your children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Allah will give you gardens and Allah will give you rivers, which again is issue of plenty and issue of ease in this life. So tawbah brings about all this. When we make sincere tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes material difficulties. The reason I say this is that we have to learn to use Islam as something which has daily value. It's not some bunch of rituals or some mantras which you japofy in the morning and evening and that's the end of the story. That's not the case. Islam is actual tool. What must I do? I have a problem now. I've got I'm in financial difficulties. I am stuck with money. I need money. I don't have money. I need a job. I don't have a job. I need clients. I don't have clients. Right? Economy is going down. Inflation is going up. cost, prices of goods are rising and so on. What must I do? We are in a situation today when you ask these questions, people will give you every single kind of solution which has to do with the economy and this and that. But nobody will say, make tawbah. Nobody will say, make tawbah. When the people went to the Nabi of Allah, Nuh alayhi salam, with the same issues, what did he say? He didn't say, make sure what is your system like and what's money supply and so on. And he said, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. So we need to use this specifically in our lives. I have difficulties in my life. What must I do first thing? Make tawbah. As a tool, as something which we know works. Ista'inu bi sabri wa salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you have difficulties, make sabr and make salah. I have difficulties, I have problems, especially shortages and so on and so forth. What must I do? Make tawbah. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. In this context, there's a beautiful hadith of in Abu Dawud, narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who said that Rasulullah said, if anyone constantly seeks pardon from Allah, if anyone constantly seeks pardon from Allah, makes tawbah constantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint for him a way out of every distress. If a person constantly seeks pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint for him a way out of every distress and a relief from every anxiety. And a relief from every anxiety. And will provide sustenance for him from where he does not expect. Yeah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's khudrat, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's shan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not just provides sustenance, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides sustenance from sources which we cannot even imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Talaq that the one who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove, will find a way out and will create a way out for him from every difficulty and will provide him from sources that he cannot imagine. He will give him sustenance from sources that he cannot even imagine. And the one who has tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes sufficient for that person. What is the sign of taqwa? This ayat of surah, these two ayat of surah Talaq begin with the issue of taqwa. What is the sign of taqwa? It's tawbah. Only a person who has taqwa will make tawbah. Only a person, what is taqwa? Taqwa is the concern that Allah must not be displeased with me. That is the definition of tawbah. Tawbah is the concern, definition of taqwa. Taqwa is the, it's not fear of Allah. It is fear of the displeasure of Allah, fear of the anger of Allah. So therefore, if a person is concerned, Allah must not be displeased with me, what will he do? He will make tawbah. And this is what Rasulullah used to do. And we know from the hadith, he said, I make tawbah constantly, I make tawbah at least 75 times a day. Sahaba said, we have counted up to 100. And Allah only knows how many times he did. Now what was the tawbah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? There is no sin on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was not making, committing crimes and sins. So what was his tawbah? His tawbah was getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is a way of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is a way of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not a question of saying, what did I do wrong? It's not a question of wrong. For us, of course, we know we do plenty wrong as well. But even if you believe that you have not done anything wrong, tawbah is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is a sign of the concern for taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who is concerned for taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way out for this person from every difficulty, will remove all his anxiety, will provide him from sources that he could not even imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who seek his forgiveness and who make tawbah constantly, and to keep us among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers close to him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.